We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Zayin on Beis. Boy Ron Bachama, Momon Machai Bekeful, Poitim Rechaimish, Oidilma Shvua Machai Voisa Kefal Pertosim Rechaimish. We had on yesterday's blat that if a Shoimachinam says that the item was stolen, and he makes a Shvua that it was stolen, and then it turns out that he stole it, so if Edim come and said that he stole it, the Loch is his Chayiv Kefal. But if he's Moida, no Edom came, he's Moida, then he pays the Karen, Chaymish, and Asham. And what happens if Edom come, and then afterwards he's Moida? So he pays Kefal because of the Edom, and he pays, and he brings the Asham because of the Shua. But he doesn't pay a Chaymish. Why not? Because it's already, he's already Chayiv Kefal, so therefore in the case where you're Chayiv Kefal, you don't pay Chaymish. You actually learn from a Pasuk, that Mamoin, She'im, Ishtal, Meroish, that there's Kefal, there's no Din Chaymish. So the Shaila of the Gemara is, what's the reason why you're not Chayav Chaymish? Is it because the money, the Karen, the principal, is something that you're paying Kefal on already, so therefore there's no Chaymish on something that there's a Kefal Knas on that principal? Or the Shvua, which is usually the Mechayav of the Chaymish, is not Mechayav Chaymish if the Shvua is Mechayav Kefal? Because in this case, by a Shomer, why are you Chayav Kefal? Only because of the Shvua. So this Shvua is the one that caused the Kefal. So this Shvua can cause a Chaymish. So the Shaila is to start them. Is the reason why you're not Chayav Chaymish is because the Shvua is Chayav Kefal already? Or because the principal has a Kefal payment already? Therefore, there's no Chaymish. And we have to find the Nafkamina. We'll find the Nafkamina. But that's a Shaila. Boy Ram Machama. Momen am a Chayav Kefal poitur min a Chaymish. Is the money principal that's Chayav Kefal that can have Chaymish? It's almost Shvua am a Chayav Kefal. Or the Shvua that's Chayav Kefal poitur min a Chaymish. Hey Chidami. What's the Nafkamina? Kegoin, shetonin tanez ganav. Someone tanez that it was stolen, the shomer, v'nishpani swore, v'chaz the tonin tanez oven. Afterwards, he's tanez that it was lost, v'nishpani swore on that. Uvo edim akamaisa. Edim came about the geneva, said, you took it. V'hoida v'shraisa. And on the second shvor of Avad, he says that it was lost, that he was maidon. So my, mamana mechayev ekoyev partim mechayemish here, on this principle, yichayev kefal, because edim came, that you stole it, so tonin tanez ganav, yichayev kefal on the moment. So mamon mechayev a kefal poitum rechaymish v'chayev leila kvela. This mamon, this principle has a kefal on it already. You can't be chaymish. Or you don't want a shvua mechayev a kefal poitum rechaymish. Or maybe a shvua that's mechayev a kefal can't be chayev chaymish. But here you have a second shvua. The shvua on Ova is not being chayev you kefal. But a shvua b'shvaisa hov lokam mechayev leila kvela is not being chayev kefal. The chayev a chaymish will be chayev a chaymish. Here you have a case where a shvua is a false shvua, and it's not mechayev kefal because here it's on Avad, it's not Mechayev Kefal, I'm already Chayev Kefal on the first thing, and this Shvua is not Mechayev Kefal, so maybe it could be a Chaymish as this Shvua, that's the worst question of Gemara, could it be Chayev Chaymish as the second Shvua? Stamazay are going to ask me, how is it possible to have a Shvua after a Shvua? We said on yesterday's blog that a Shvua after a Shvua, there's no Chiv, or Tain Tanas Ganev, of the second Shvua, because you weren't really Mechayev the second Shvua. So the Rashi answers that's only regarding the chiyuv of kefal of Tain Tanas Ganav, but regarding the din of moida on a shua that you pay karen chaymish for asham, that's even of a shua after a shua. Like we learned on two blatter ago, the chamesh shvois you chayev all five shvois chaymish and asham. So there you see it's the idea that you chayev for multiple shvois chaymish for asham. So the gemara shah right now is, what parties you from the chaymish? Is it because the principal has a kefal payment on it? Or because that shvua that would be mechayev the chaymish is being mechayev kefal already. And nafkamin is, in a case where the shvua is not being mechayev kefal, could have been mechayev the chaymish. So let's bring a raya. Omer Rava, Toshima. This Toshima is from a case, not of Tanya Tanas Ganav, not of a case of a shomer. It's a regular case of a guy who stole something. Omer Lechem Nashuk. Lechem Nashuk means he's not a shomer. He sees a guy, he says, Ruvain, where's my shar? I heard that maybe you have my shar. Hechem Shari. Shoganafta, you stole it. Well, Omar, Ruvain says, Loi Ganafti, I did not steal it. Mashbiachani, made him a shuv, Amma Amen, he made a shuv, but Edom Edenoi is a shuv. Now, Edom Amoye Meye that he ganav it. Now, here, a ganav is chayev kefal, even if he doesn't make a shuv. So here, the shuv, Grada was a shuv, but here, the Edom were Meye that he stole, so he's chayev kefal. So Mashalm to Sumi kefal. He pays kefal. Vim Hoydem Atzmai, if he was Moydem by himself, Mashalm Kerem Chaymish Vashem. It's Mashma that without a Hoydem Atzmai, if he's Hoydem after the Edom, he doesn't pay Kerem Chaymish Vashem. Here, the Edom Mechayev Kvela. And still, Hoida Ma'atzma in. Only if he's Moida himself does he pay the Chaymish. Ava Hoida Acha Edom Loi. If he's Moida after Edom, he's not pay Chaymish. L'chayra, here, the Shvua is not something that's Mechayev Kefal, because here's not a Bayer Shomer. Here's a regular person. He's Chayev Kefal at a Shvua. So here, the Shvua wasn't Mechayev Kefal. So why should he pay Chaymish on the Shvua? B'isak that the Shvua Mechayev is a Kefal Petrosim and a Chaymish. That only a Shvua is Mechayev Kefal Petrosim and a Chaymish. But if not, the Shavua k'mechayev chaymish. So am I hoydach edim loy? Why, if you're moida after edim, don't you pay a chaymish? Mechdi hashvua lo k'mechayev lekfeila. This shvua was mechayev kaifel. That is a ganav is chayev kaifel without a shvua. So the chayev chumsha. It's mechayev chaymish. Elav shmamino. The reason why you don't pay chaymish in those cases are because if you have a kaifel on the principle, you don't pay chaymish on the principle. Elav shmamino. Mamon mechayev kaifel pedros min a chaymish shmamino. That mamon principle that has a kaifel on it. There's no chiyav chaymish on that. That's exactly the cost of it. It's like kilu. It's like included in the kefil. There's no chiyav chaymish on a kefil, and even if the shvua is a standalone shvua, like this case where the shvua is not mechayev kefil, the shvua cannot mechayev chaymish. Because anytime there's on the principle you're paying kefil, you don't pay chaymish. So shmamina to answer to the shaila. Another shaila of the gemara. Bar Ravina, chaymish v'kefil of a trei gavri. Again, we said that you can't be chayev kefil on a chaymish on the same principle. But what about if it's two people? Could you be chayiv then? One guy could be chayiv the chaymish, one guy be the kefil. What's the case? Hey chidami, what's the case? He gave a shor to two people. They both tainted. Tonoboy tainted ganav. Both said it was stolen. So chad, they both have to swear because they both consider shaymer. And chad nishba v'hoyda. One of them swore and was moida. The chad nishba v'hoyda. Other one swore and edim came. He wasn't moida. My. One person does not pay a chaymish and a kefil. But here, the guy who's moido will pay a chaymish, and the guy with edim come will pay a kefil. Hi, nisham kefil, hi, nisham chaymish. Here, one of them will pay a kefil, one will pay a chaymish. The one who the edim came will pay a kefil, and the one who is moido will pay a chaymish. It's on the same geneva, but here, it's two different people. And the chazanish declares if you would pay a full kefil, only on half you pay a kefil, and he would pay on half a chaymish. That's the chazanish declares. But here, our Gemara Shaila is, in any case, the Shemar Shaila is there a din chaymish or kfeil is dafka not a one person or two people? Yeah, or not. Oy dilma alo chad mamayin a kapod rachmana dloy neshali mala chumshav a kfeil. On one geneva, one mamayin, you don't pay chaymish or kfeil. V'halcha nami chad mamayin. Here's also one mamayin. I don't care if it's two people. It's one mamayin. Take. We more is not into the Shaila. The Shaila was here. We know we can't have chaymish or kfeil on the same principle. Maybe if it's two people who have two different chayuvim, maybe there it's possible to have a chaymish kefil. What's the case? One guy was moid on a shvua, one guy had eidim on a shvua, so one guy's chayiv kefil, one guy's chaymish. Could you have both or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. Gemara comes out, take. Another Shaila Gemara, where Papa? Terei chumshi, or terei kefil v'chay gavramai. Is it possible for one person to have two chaymishin or two kefil? How's it possible? Well, what's the case? My hekidami. Shetoyin tanis avad, a shomer said it was lost. Benishmai swore v'hoida and it was moida. Because of a toyin tanis avad, benishmai v'hoida. And again, he tanis it was stolen and he swore and it was moida. So here is a case of toyin tanis avad and it was moida. He pay chaymish. Do you pay chaymish twice? Inami, another way to learn the shayla by kefil. Going to toyin tanis ganav benishmai vo edim. He swore that his tanis was stolen. He swore and edim came that he stole it. Because he said again, it was stolen. Toyin tanis ganav benishmai vo edim. My. Mir mina and trei gavni memoina kam rachmana adlo yistam volach leho chad memoina that v'hocha chad gavnehu. So the Gemara's clear is that maybe only you can't pay a chaymish and a kefil on the same thing. But here, you could. Here it's one thing. Here you could pay two chaymish on it. That this whole din that you don't pay is only by a chaymish and a kefil. But here you can have two kefils. Why not? Or two, let's say two chaymishim. Why not? Why can't you have two chaymishin? That's the Gemara Shaila. Oy dilma. So let's read it inside one more time. So here, my, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? My, mi amrin l'chad gavra kapa rachmano lo mishalem chum shuv kvelo avo tre gavri. No, I'm reading the wrong Gemara. Gemara says like this. My, mi amrin tre gavri amoyna kama rachmano lo yishtam v'lo yichal amoyna v'alcha chay gavnu. What do you say? You only say that you can't have two different things of chaymish or kefil on one thing, but one thing you could have two kefils, two chaymish. You don't have two payments on one money. So Shaila is, can you have two chayuvim on one moment or not? We said you can't have chaymish or kefil. Maybe two chaymish you could have, or maybe you can't have any two chayuvim on one moment. So that Rava says from the pasuk. The pasuk says v'chamisha yisav yosef alav, and loshen chamisha yisav is loshen rabim. You can pay a bunch of chaymish for one karen. That means if you swore and the yomayda, you swore the yomayda, swore the yomayda, you pay chaymish to each one. Shmami, no, itaka bring a raya from here. What about kefil? Zog Rashi lekarenachas am kafa because of a kafa. Who had dinner trained kefilas? Zog Rashi. The same thing goes for two kefils. So Gemara is coming out. You could pay a few Rashi at least two chaymishin and two kefil. This is not the case of chaymish and kefil. Chaymish and kefil here is because you can't pay both of them. But by two kefils or two chaymishin, you could pay on one. So example, if you guys swears and Edom come by the time down as ganav of Hashem Echidam, you can pay kefil twice, pal de galacha, pay kefil twice, and you can pay chaymish twice. Other Rishonim learned that the Zaraya only regarding the Chamishisa of Yosef Lov, only Gavi Chaimish, and not like Gavi Karen. That's the other Rishonim learned. Rashi says, who are then? It's both, and Rashi learns clearly like that. The Rav is the one who argues, he holds that it's only, the Pshitas is only Gavi Chaimish, but Kvelim is still a Sufik. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Tavua Bailim L'Shoimer. It's a new case, new story here. Tavua Bailim L'Shoimer. Benishba, he went up to the Shoimer and said, you know, where's my Chetetz? He said it was stolen, and he swore. But still, and he's potter really. Vishilim, he felt bad and he still paid for it. You know, the guy's watch is not here anymore. He says, you know what? I'm swearing it was stolen. I'm telling you, I'm not responsible, but I'm gonna pay anyway. And what happened? Bahukar Agana. Nice, they found the Ganav. So kefil me. Who gets this kefil? Because maybe when the Bailam took the money for the watch, he basically gave it over all the tainus to the Shomer. So then he owns the kefil. Or not. That's Pasha, the principal goes to the Shomer, because Shomer paid for the principal, he gets back his payment, that's for sure. The Shal is the Kefal, who's the Kefal belong to? Some Chalikas. Abai Amal Baal Vakaz, and goes to the original owner of the watch. Rav Amal Mishpagan Esla, he goes to the Shomer. And the Gemara explains. Abai Amal Baal Vakadoin, Abai says it goes to the Baal Vakadoin, Kivin to Atruche Beshvua, Loi Makin Le Kvel. Abai says it goes to Baal Vakadoin, why? Because since you might see you made the Baal HaPakadon make you make a shua, and okay, at the end you pay. But otherwise, you have to go to hold the entire through the whole thing. You didn't right away pay, so therefore I'm not giving you the kefil. I'm not making it. It seems like the shaila and das. Here, the owner is not being making you the whole chayfich with the kefil. I'm not giving that up. Sorry, Rav Amar, no. Let me see. That's like even the shilim. He paid it. Making the kefilos. Then the owner is masalik himself. Now you're the owner now, so you get the kefil. That's the shaila here. So Rabbi's svar is because there was a tircha here bringing up the best, and therefore he doesn't give away the kefil. Rav says no. I see paid it, so he becomes the owner now. He gets the kefil. But kamithik v'diukat m'sisim. It's a machlekes and a diak in the first mishnah in Perek Hamafkid in Bava Metzia. That's not. We looked at the mishnah. Hamafkid eitzel chavera behema kelim. You give your friend behema kelim a nigamu wash avdu who was stolen or the shem echinam was stolen or lost. Shilem and he pays. Evle rotsu shav don't want to swear. Shari omu shem echinam nishma v'yitza. Really, shem echinam can swear and be potter. Nimtza ganev. So now if the ganev gets the ganev is found, the mishnah in Hamafkid and in Bava Metzia. Nimtza ganev. If the ganev is found, meshalim v'shlum kefal. You pay kefil. Tavach hamacha mashalim shuvam chamisha pay dava. Hey, who gets it? Lemi who mashalim umisha v'kadon esloy. You know who gets the money? The one who paid for it. The shomer gets it. He paid for it, so he gets it. What about? That's a case where he right away he paid for it. Let's say nishbav leratz shalom. He swore he didn't pay for it. V'nim tzaganim shalom shumi kefil. The ganim pays kefil. Tavach hamacha mashalim shuvam chamisha pay dava. Hey, lemi mashalim v'alvakadon v'isav v'alvakadon. See, our first Mishnah, it's not the case of us, but it's a different case. It's different cases. The Reish Mishnah says a case where he paid it without even swearing. He just paid it. The halach is, he becomes the owner. The Shomer becomes the owner. If he didn't pay for this, made a shvua, then the original owner is the owner for Kefil. And now we have a Shiloh by us. What happens if he swore and he paid for it? So Abai Daik Mareisha and Rava Daik Masefa. Abai is Daik from the Reish in the Mishnah, and Rava is Daik Masefa in the Mishnah. Abai Daik Mareisha. In the ratio, it says, Iktani, Shilem, Mali Rotza Ali Shava, and says that Shilem, Li Rotza Ali Shava, Taimod, Li Rotza Ali Shava. He makes a deep in the ratio. The ratio says that Shilem, he paid without making a shvua. Taim Li Rotza Ali Shava, that's only because he didn't make the guy come down to Bezdin to hear the shvua. On top of all my base here, Ha Nishba, but if he swore, I've been Shilem, he paid, Lemi Mashalim, Baal Pekodin. It sounds like, but if you made him make a shvua, then it goes to the Baal Pekodin. You didn't do any favors. So that's what Abai says. It says Abai says the Reish is mashma like me. That the only time the Shomer gets it is if Nishba, if Loi Nishba, he paid without swearing. But if you make him swear, you made him have a tircha, then it goes to the Baal HaPakadim, it goes to the original owner, the Kefil. Rav Adayik Masefa. And Seifa says Nishba v'loi rotz l'shalem, he swore and he didn't want to pay. Time v'loi rotz l'shalem, only because he didn't want to pay. Hashilim he paid. Afish Nishba l'vim l'shalem. Who gets the money? The Shomer gets it. So Rav is dying from the Seifa that says that the only reason why the owner gets it is because he didn't want to pay. But if he pays, he gets it. So each one brings a riot from the buyer brings a riot from the ratio, and Rav brings a riot from the Seifa. So Marz La Baya Kasha Seifa. The Seifa is Shvarit. Seifa is Mashma. That only because he didn't want to pay does it go to the original owner. So Amalach Abaya, Hachtani, Nishba, Velirotz L'Shalom, he swore, and he didn't want to pay Koidim HaShuel, Ela L'Achash, well, that's what I mean. Lord, something, not that he didn't want to pay at all. He didn't want to pay before the Shuel, only paid after the Shuel. Then, L'Mim HaShalom, who gets the Kefal? L'Bala Pekodin. The original one gets the Kefal. This is like, that's how Abaya will touch up. The Rav Akasha Reisha, the Reisha's Mashma, Dafka, if you paid before the Shuel. Amalach Rav Hachtani, Shilem, but loy rotz alame b'shuah. So it means avadi made a shuah. But loy rotz alshav means he didn't want to stick with a shuah. El shilim lemi mashalim. Who is he pay? Who is he pay? Lemisha b'kadin. That's loy. Then who gets it? You know who gets it? The shomer gets it because lemaisa he paid for it. So here we have machlekes Rava and Abaya. If someone swears and pays for it, who becomes the owner? Does the shomer become the owner, or the gabbai kefil, or the original owner? And that's pashut if he paid just like that. Avad he gets the kefil. But here he made a shvua, he's matriachim to come to Bez, then that's the shiloh, had a look at this. Is this called that he paid for it and therefore he gets the kefal or not? This is matriachim, it still goes to the original owner, that's the machlekes Abaya and Rava.